For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
And first off, congratulations. Quite the honor. Now, I've done enough of these to know over the years. I'm going to ask you how you did it, and here's what you're going to tell me. I already know what your answer is. You're going to tell me you got great students who have wonderful parents and outstanding teachers. You're going to give them all the credit. So I'm going to ask the question this way. What did you do? What did you do? What did you contribute to this, other than maybe staying out of their way?
Well, you are exactly right. That is exactly what I was prepared to tell you, because at the end of the day, they are the ones doing the work. But I think my job here as principal is to keep people focused on what we're here to do and to remove as many roadblocks that would prevent them from doing the things that they know are best to do for students. And so I try to stay out of their way when necessary and lead and guide our staff to focus on what is best for students in teaching and learning practices and keeping them focused on educating the whole child, so not just the academics, but helping them to find their passions, whether that's in the arts or whether that's in physical education or through clubs. I also think that part of my job is boosting morale and keeping teachers focused on why they went into this profession to begin with. I think that's been no more apparent than in the last 2 years as we have navigated school through a pandemic.
Yeah, I was about to say, you talk about removing roadblocks. Not like there hadn't been any of those over the last year and a half. I talk about that for a moment. Jennifer Whitaker, principal at High Shoals Elementary in Bishop, and every school, every place dealing with this in some form or fashion. What has it been like, especially these really young students? What's that been like?
It's been fun.
Wow. You know, not the answer I thought I'd get, but okay.
our school district made the decision last year to offer in-person learning, and we have been in school every day since we returned back last fall. And so we did notice that we had some gaps to close, and our school system really worked with us through our teaching and learning department to kind of modify kind of the pace of instruction over the last year to kind of be able to spend some time going back, reviewing things that kids may have missed that were really foundational coming into kindergarten. So we have really kind of been able to kind of take a step back and focus on each individual kid, what their needs are, and target instruction to meet them where they are, which I think has helped us close gaps a lot quicker.
Yeah, Jennifer Whitaker, principal, Bishop High School, or High Shoals Elementary School, I should say, in Bishop, National Blue Ribbon School this year, designated yesterday by the U.S. Department of Education. I suppose there would be gaps anyway. In any normal year, you'd have students who some lag behind others and then sometimes have a difficult time catching up. Nothing that you do, though, as an educator, is made easier by the pandemic and the way we have to deal with it and some of the things you have to do. Where are, as nearly as you can define them, and I know the answer is different for every student. You got 525 students, you have 500 different answers, but generally speaking, where are the deficiencies? Where are the gaps? What was the biggest challenge in filling in those gaps?
Well, as we kind of looked at our students and we looked at our data, we saw the impact hit our youngest students the most, those who we're still really learning those foundational skills around reading, around numeracy. And so that has been kind of where we have put some of our extra focus this year in terms of how we have staffed our classes to maybe give smaller class sizes in those grade levels. We also are a Title I school, and so we get some federal money each year to support students who may be in need academically. Maybe that's because of lack of exposure, which is exactly what we have found the pandemic really caused, is that it's just that they weren't taught. It wasn't the same learning through a computer screen as it was sitting at a small group table with a teacher or having a lesson of whole class. And so we have put this year some of our Title I dollars into contracting with some very experienced retired teachers who are coming in and working with those students, tutoring them one-on-one every day, helping to kind of close those gaps and helping them get back on grade level.
Bit about you, Jennifer Whitaker, again, principal at High Shoals Elementary. 3 degrees, it says here, all of them in education, from the University of Georgia, a teaching career into its 20th year now, education career, beginning as a teacher, assistant principal, and now a principal, first at Oconee County Primary School and now at High Shoals in Bishop. At what point in your life, as a young kid in school, did you decide that schools were where you wanted to be for the rest of your life?
I was your quintessential teacher's pet in school. I always loved school. I loved learning. I attribute a lot of that to my grandmother, who read to me constantly as a child. And I just fell in love with learning. And I played dolls and taught them to read and write. I tried to educate even as a elementary school student, some of my best friends, and it was just something that was always in me. I've always loved children. I've always been a learner myself, and so I kind of was able to marry those two passions in the field of education.
Now, what do you do with an honor like this? Again, a Blue Ribbon School, National Blue Ribbon School. Okay, a line on the resume. What else? What do you do with this? Where do you go from here?
Well, we're going to celebrate today. This is a really big deal, and so our school today is having a blue out, and we've encouraged all the staff and students to wear blue. Teachers are going to have a breakfast this morning catered by Mama's Boy, which is everybody's favorite around here. And I've got some parents who are going to come in and help cover classes. They're a huge part of our success in the experiences that they give their children outside of school, the partnership that they give with us here. So today is going to be a day of celebration around High Shoals, and we are going to continue focusing on the things that we know matter. This award doesn't necessarily tell us something that we didn't already know. We know that our students are exemplary. I know that my staff is probably the best in the business, and I would put them up against any school staff anywhere. And we're going to continue to focus on the things that we know are important and keep moving forward.
All right, Jennifer Whitaker, the principal of a National Blue Ribbon School, High Shoals Elementary School in Bishop. Congratulations on the honor. We'll let you get to work. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.